Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for today, I just want to underscore something I've said, I think, several times before, but I want you to hear it very clearly. I've been offering recently a copy of my booklet, which I have offered several times, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I'm finding that the readings the last few weeks, I suppose they could always be related to faith, but I'm seeing even more clearly how important the gift of faith is. So if you don't have my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, simply go to the 800 number that's given at the end of this program, and you'll receive a free copy of that booklet. So Faith More Precious Than Gold. Just call the 800 number, give them your order, and you will receive it in the mail. I really urge you, if you haven't read it, to please do, because it speaks of what faith really is, and God so much, brothers and sisters, in the midst of an ever-darkening world, because we've turned away from God. In the midst of that world, God does want our faith, your faith and mine, to be light in the darkness. So I urge you to get a copy of it if you don't already have it, or to get one to give away. It's not very often that I push all my own material, but right now there are a couple of things I've written that I want you to really read, and the booklet is one of them. The other, brothers and sisters, I want to say is I have a book, not a booklet, but a book entitled Deeper Conversion, and I've mentioned this to you before. It's a series of meditations on the Sunday Gospels for the year 2017, the Sunday Gospels, which is prominently in the Gospel of Matthew. And there are about 35 or 36 Sundays out of the year where the Gospel of Matthew is used. And my book is a meditation on each of those gospel portions that are read on Sunday. So what I want to encourage you is this. If you can get the book, Deeper Conversion, for that book, go to our website, renewalministries.net. I know I'm taking a chance in talking about both of these things together, but listen to me. The booklet, dial the 800 number. The book, Deeper Conversion, in order to order a copy of it, simply go to renewalministries.net. Go to the bookstore and you can order the book that way. That's your quickest way of doing it. Don't call the 800 number for the book. Call the 800 number for the booklet and click on our website, renewalministries.net, and you want the book Deeper Conversion. One more thing I want to say about the book Deeper Conversion. Read one chapter a week. It's very short. You could read it in probably 5 or 10 minutes, but read one chapter a week. Allow the week to be a week where you really chew on it, ponder it, apply it to your daily life. You know, a few minutes every day doing that helps the Word of God to take root in you. And it helps the Word of God to then bear fruit in your life and through your life, as I've been speaking about, for the salvation of many. So these are two tools that I want you to have and have access to. The booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call the 800 number. The book, Deeper Conversion, and I'll say more about that later, but the book, Deeper Conversion, go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on bookstore. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. And thank you for your patience. I want to put tools in the hands of everybody. I can't put all the tools in your hands that I would like to. I will recommend others, but right now these two I think are very, very important as we begin this new year 2017. The first reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so for this reason must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered, this is Jesus now, in the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. "Father, not my will, but thine be done." Obedient to his Father all the time. So he was heard when he cried out for help. He was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. See the call there for us? The call to say, "Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to follow you not just when I have a good day, not just when I'm feeling particularly pious. I want to follow you every day of my life. I want your will more than I want my own," which is very hard to say. It takes courage, it takes trust. But I guarantee you, neither your courage nor your trust will be misplaced. I guarantee it. In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. What the Holy Spirit does, who dwells within us, given us in confirmation, that Holy Spirit can enable us to imitate Christ's life more and more, to be like Christ more and more, to do what Christ did, to pray in supplication for many, to be obedient to the Father, to take our suffering and make that a gift to God our Father as well. In all those ways, Jesus, who's gone before us, shows us the path to walk, and he will supply all we need to walk that path. Psalm 110, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek." Jesus is our high priest. He went before us to make a way for us to the Father. And Scripture tells us he forever lives to make intercession for us. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 to 22. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day." See, brothers and sisters, what he's saying is, "I am here now among them. The days will come when I am taken from them, and then they will fast. But right now they're called to feast because I am with them in a particular way." And they don't get it. The Pharisees want every jot and tittle of the law to be obeyed exactly as they have taught it and exactly as they think it should be. And they write in their presence, have the Son of God with them, and they can't recognize him. Why? Because they're too caught up in themselves. They're too proud. They're too arrogant. They've made their goal to fulfill every jot and tittle of the law, to be perfect in the law. And they take pride in that, and they look down on everybody else who doesn't do that. They've made a god out of the dictates of the law, rather than letting those dictates of the law lead you to eternal union with God Himself, with the source of all love. Do you see how we can easily get sidetracked, even doing something that this appears to be good, these people are holy, but they're proud and they're arrogant. They're trying to save themselves by obeying the law. They've really not surrendered their lives to God. Don't be a hypocrite is the lesson to be learned here. Do not be a hypocrite. The gospel continues, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. So you just can't take, okay, I'm going to follow the Lord from now on, and I'm going to just put it on top of everything that I've done in the past that is not good. Don't do that. Go to the Lord and repent of your sin and say, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to give my life to you. Change me. And then when his grace comes in, you're not putting new wine. New wine on top of old wineskins. You're not putting new wine on old wineskins. You're putting something new on that which is new, recreated in God, made new in Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has so much for us. So don't just try to do the externals right. Ask God to change your heart. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. When you hear the gospel, perhaps for the first time, don't just try to add that into the mix that's already there in your heart because of the way you've lived, perhaps far from God, perhaps very lukewarm. You could say, well, I'm not a great sinner. But if you lived a lukewarm life, you want to surrender that, both serious sin and lukewarmness, surrender them to God and say, God, I want to change, but I need your grace to do it. Recognize your sinfulness. Recognize your shortcomings. Don't be afraid to do that because it's our pride that gets in the way. But if you do surrender that to the Lord, if you do repent for the past, then it opens you to receive new wine into a new wineskin. That's what repentance does. It wipes away that which is torn or stretched or broken or old. Recreate us, brothers and sisters, and he wants to do it in you. Each of us needs to be made new in Christ. So the question you have to ask yourself, is he central in my life? If not, you need to renounce the old wineskin and receive the new from the Lord. Live according to his word. And as I say so often, but I really mean it, you will be awed at the change that's wrought in you. Might be 2 years from now before you see it, but it will come. May God abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789, Faith More Precious Than Gold, or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.